says, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
She don't like leaving God says.
Yes, ma'am.
I wish sometimes she'd marry.
How old is your daughter?
45.
Mm-hmm. Did you say your other daughter lives in Greenwood too?
Uh-huh. Her husband, I was leaving.
Did y'all have a fireplace in the house you grew up in?
Oh, yeah. I love the old fireplace. And, you know, we have flue built here in this house. And it run out the chimney and it had the it's bricked, you know, from the floor down up. You can see right on the hole of the party. Yeah. And we tore it down. And that was the biggest fool act I ever heard of, was tearing that down.
Mm.
And if I had that out here, I'd have the very thing now. I could get me a stove, fill it full of wood and have some heat and get rid of that, some of that high-priced gas.
That's right. That stuff is pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
What ran into that hole?
Huh?
What ran into that hole?
A pipe. Mm-hmm. You see the stove out there, you know, and pipe going up into that.
I see.
We used it for years, and then decided it was in the way, and we got the gas heat in, you know.
Yes, sir.
We tore it out. The biggest, craziest thing I ever heard of was tearing that good flue down, a brick flue from the ground up.
Yeah.
Craziest thing I ever know folks to do. We never thought about this mess coming on us.
Yes, sir. Do you remember how you built a fire in the fireplace?
Built a thousand.
Built a fire?
Yeah, built a thousand.
Oh, did you tell me how?
Yeah, did you never see anybody build a fire?
No, ma'am, not in a fireplace.
Lord mercy, you just, you got to have you some dog irons, they call them, and lay your wood across the dog irons.
Yes, ma'am.
And then lay your wood on, and then get you some pine wood, what we always done, or if you ain't got pine wood, you got to get you some kindling of some kind and set it afar underneath that wood, you know, and it'll catch the wood afar and just go right on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've used coal oil on it, set it afar.
Yes, sir.
I've made a million fires.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing to make a fire. You know, at the pool house at Carrollton, my brother was running the pool house down at Carrollton, and they had an old man down there that didn't have a made fire, and that like tickled me to death. He was about 100 years old and said he couldn't make a fire to save his life. I said, the idea is such a thing. Old man like that couldn't make a fire. And then born and raised with fire.
Yes,
sir. I'd go out there, we'd want a fire around the wash pots, you know?
Yes, sir.
You know, we had wash pots. Big old wash pots, and we put water in and boil it, get hot to wash, you know.
Yes,
wash by hands.
Yes, ma'am.
You ever see people wash by hands?
I really hadn't, no ma'am.
Well, you had tubs, 10 tubs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your clothes in there, and you'd heat your water, and then pour over on your clothes and wash them out with a rub board and scrub them clean.
Mm.
And then put them in that pot and boil.
Mm.
And they'd be the first whitest clothes in the world. And then hang them out, let them dry.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what we'd be telling him to build fires around the wash pots, you know, with water in it.
Yes, ma'am.
Then and he couldn't have to build one. I built a mini fire around the pot, wash pots.
That sounds like a hard way to do your clothes.
Well, it sure is a hard way. Yeah, you know, it should have been a many woman saved if it had it like it got it today.
I bet.
I have toted my clothes to a spring is well way off down in the hollow from the house, way off